Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we are, 6:14 on this Wednesday morning, October 13th, day 45 of the Ida recovery. And the weather is going to suck today, and it's going to suck tomorrow, and we'll get the hat trick. It's going to suck on Friday, but, well, in a way, it's going to suck. Spotty showers, highs of 88, and then the cold front comes through, and they're saying, and I certainly hope they're not wrong, that the highs are going to be 76 on Saturday, breezy and cool with winds out of the north. Then Saturday night, lows of 50 on the north shore, 60 on the south shore, and highs of 74, increasing to 76 and 78 through next Tuesday. But we're in for a stretch of just wonderful weather. No surprise to our next guest, Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, where he's sitting on 52 degrees and foggy right now. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Good morning and welcome to everybody down there. If you wish you could come up here to see all the leaves turning right now, it's really pretty beautiful.
I'll bet it is. Tell me what's going on in Washington with the debt ceiling and the showdown and the playing chicken, and it never does really happen, right?
Haven't we had this conversation a couple times already?
We could play the tape if you like and go out and do something, maybe have pancakes.
Well, there are a couple new developments this time around. Well, generally, first off, it looks like the debt limit is going to get passed and kick the can down to December, which will put more pressure on the House and the Senate, who all want to go home for Christmas and get out of D.C. then. And so that ideally, the idea there is to try to make that as painful as possible for them to pass something quickly when that rolls around. Then we get the two the spending bills. These are very interesting because it shows the divisions within the majority party and the rough unification within the Republican Party. Infrastructure bill, that's pretty much bipartisan in that everybody wants something like that. But progressives in the Democratic Party, which the Progressive Caucus makes up about half of the Democratic congressmen, they want to make sure that this bigger Build Back Better bill gets passed and it gets passed it with a whole lot of money in it. But Democrats can't get that through the Senate. So they're doing the negotiations to try to make everybody happy. And then looming above all of that are the 2022 elections. And we're starting to see people lining up or dropping out going into that election because they fear what's likely to happen on the Democratic side.
Let me address this text if I can, because I get it often from folks, so I just as soon get it out of the way and ask you. If the debt ceiling is not raised, government must reduce spending, capital letters. We will not, capital letters, default. False narrative, capital letters. Get out the truth, Tommy. We're counting on you. By law, debt service is the first bill paid. U.S. takes in over $2.6 billion a month in taxes. Debt service is $44 billion a month. $260 billion, I guess they're saying. The U.S. takes in over $260 billion, and debt service per month is $44 billion. Those numbers may add up, but is that the way it works legally? Can the U.S. default? Is this texter right onto anything or not?
Well, technically, we can default, and it would be a bad thing to see happen. The bigger problem isn't so much the debt service. The bank's got to get their cut, and everybody else who's got a 401k is going to get their cut as well, if you think about who owns the debt for the United States. Mm-hmm. But the bigger ones are Social Security and the Medicare, the required payments that have been said that people are going to get. Other projects that the federal government has already allocated money for, but it has to be paid. So there's other debt that has to be paid above the actual debt service. And that's the concern that people have. And nobody really wants to see grandma lose her Social Security check, which I'm not saying it's going to happen. It won't happen. Mm-hmm. But that's always the threat that's out there. There's a whole lot of money out there that is owed to a whole number of people. And the thing we don't want to see is a bankruptcy. Frankly, when countries go bankrupt, bad things happen in those countries for long periods of time. And in the United States, being the largest economy for quite some time and the banking center of the world for quite some time, that would likely shift to other places, likely China. And do we want to see that happen?
The reason I bring it up is there are a lot of theatrics behind this. And while, how can I phrase this? Yeah, there's a lot of BS. I didn't want this person to be following the wrong BS trail, if you will. Does that make sense to you, Andy?
It does. There's so much out here that it is spin, in part because the legislation that we're discussing, we have no idea what actually is in that and the implications of that, even if we do know what's in it. So the debt ceiling, the debt crisis, yeah, there's ways that the federal government can reduce spending in some areas that would be painful. But what we've seen historically is when they do that, that just prolongs the length of time that they have some money to spend. Eventually, they're going to come up against that wall where they're not going to have enough money to spend. And when that happens, bad things will happen. So are a lot of theatrics, but there is that. Eventually, default would loom.
But nobody wants to stop spending. It doesn't matter.
It's fun to spend.
Republicans spend, Democrats spend. They care about the debt. They don't care about the deficit. We'll take a break, pick it up here. We come back, 6:20, talking to Andy Smith about the shenanigans going on in Washington. And make no mistake about it, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, there are a lot of shenanigans going on in Washington. He's director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. We'll talk about Joe Biden approval and more when we come back. 6:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The House has decided to go along with the Senate's version of the spending bill, and as a result, there will be no government shutdown. There will be no default. There never will be. I don't see it happening. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Andy, when it comes to spending, both sides like to blame the other, but here's my thing, the way I look at it. In order to really cut spending, somebody's going to have to tell a voter, no, you can't have this or you can't have that, and I'm going to have to cut that. And as a result, the people that the politicians tell that to aren't going to be inclined to vote for them. Whereas the goal is to remain in office, I don't see where that would ever, ever happen. So you tell me, you've been studying this for your life's work. How does this story end?
Well, the story will likely end not in our lifetimes, but it'll end in our kids eventually. Herb mm-hmm. Stein, who was chairman of Nixon's Council of Economic Advisors, has something that's called Stein's Law. And paraphrasing, it basically says if something can't last forever, it will stop. Eventually, this is going to hit a wall. And there are things that we could do to reduce the spending and reduce the deficit and all of that, which aren't that painful. We've done it before in the 1990s. Largely, it involves just maybe keeping spending at the same rate as it was, or even at the rate of inflation increase. It's adding on all the new stuff every year that
Let me interrupt for a second. What you're saying, let me interrupt for a second, if I may, Andy. What you're saying is, spend every penny you have. That's okay. If we can just do that, if we can just get to spending every penny that we have, is that right? That's what you're saying.
Well, we can spend everything when we'll all be broke. We'll all be rich, I guess.
Saying the government, from a government standpoint, just spend everything. That's all we're asking. And don't go into debt. That's all we're saying, right?
If they could lower the rate of spending to, say, the rate of inflation. So it would still increase each year. But if you could lower that rate of spending, and the revenues will continue to go up as the economy expands, then you could bend the curve down in a relatively painless way. You could even do it more if you really wanted to get in some of the details as people in the government retire, don't fill their jobs for a year or so, the same way a business would do it. It's not something that is you want to do, but it's something that can be done fairly easily, painlessly, over a couple of years. But it's the new spending that really is the problem, adding on additional spending. And this happened, again, as you said, both in Republican and Democratic administrations for foreign policy issues, for domestic policy issues. It's there's always some new crisis out there. And how do we deal with the crisis? Well, we throw money at it.
What about Joe Biden? How's he doing approval-wise and with COVID and the economy, et cetera, et cetera?
Biden's approval rating has been dropping ever since, really, it kind of collapsed with the fall of Afghanistan. He's down to around 43% approval, 52% disapproval in Real Clear Politics, about 45-48 in the 538 polls. So depending on which organization, he's still underwater. And what that means is that for Democrats in the 2022 election, they're looking at losing anywhere from 20 to 30 seats, which would mean Republicans would take over the House. That's really what we're seeing people paying attention to. Watch the rats leaving the ship, as I like to say. John Yarmuth, powerful congressman from Louisville, chair of the House Budget Committee, he announced that he's going to retire. There's at least four other Democratic senators, congressmen, who say they're going to retire in 2022. So a lot of people needing to spend more time with their family. And I think that's really what you want to watch, is what the people who are involved in politics think is going to happen in 2022, because that's an indication of what actually is going to happen.
Mainstream media not spending a lot of time devoting any attention at all to former President Trump for the most part. But what about are still waters running deep? Is there a strong effort by President Trump? Is he controlling the Republican Party? And is he running for reelection? Do we know?
Well, I'm sure he would love to run for re-election. I think there's a number of things. His age and health are, I think, major concerns. There are other people within the party that are kind of announcing that they're going to run already. We've seen, say, Tim Scott has been up here. Nikki Haley has been up here. So watch where people are going, who's going to New Hampshire. That'll tell you who's really running for president.
Which goes to say a lot about show you a lot about the process as well. Andy, absolutely. I appreciate talking to you. I really do. When do you guys get the first snowfall?
We'll probably have snow up in the mountains another couple weeks.
And right now is the peak of the color change of the seasons and all that?
Peak time right now. It's beautiful.
I bet it's gorgeous.
The oaks are just starting to turn, so everything's pretty.
Enjoy it. Thank you, sir. Andy Smith, Director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. When we come back, we'll talk about gas. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.